The recent elevation of Indian-born Sundar Pichai to CEO of Google represents another instance of someone from a minority group rising to the top in Silicon Valley. People of Indian origin also serve as CEOs at companies like Microsoft and Adobe Systems. But despite the presence of these very visible technology stars, Silicon Valley has actually had a relatively poor diversity record. For instance, Twitter's global workforce is 70% male and 30% female. But within technology categories, men make up 90% of workers. Their overall workforce is only 12% non-white or Asian, but among technology workers, this proportion falls to 8%. As reported by CNN Money, only 4% of Twitter's senior management team are non-white or non-Asian, and nearly 4 in 5 are men. At Google, 83% of technology jobs are held by men. At Facebook and Yahoo, 85%. This state of affairs appears about to change. Many of Silicon Valley's most noteworthy companies, like Pinterest and Pandora, maintain internship programs with large numbers of women, racial and ethnic minorities. As reported in Bloomberg Business, tech firms try to convert about half or more of their interns into full-time hires. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.